Going to call to order the conference committee on, where's the House file here?
1370.
House file 1370. We'll just do quick introductions first from the House. I am Chair Zach Stevenson, Representative Bonner.
I'm State Representative Kristen Bonner.
Representative Farr.
Representative Brian Farr.
And then from the Senate?
Senator Aaron May Quaid.
Senator Lucero.
Senator Matt Klein, Mendota Heights.
All right. I believe, Senator May Quaid, you have a motion.
I do. I move the adoption of the A23 amendment.
Senator May Quaid moves adoption of the A23 amendment. Do you want to briefly describe what the A23 does?
Yes. We have reconciled the language between the deep fake bills between the House and the Senate. And then we included the age-appropriate design as, I believe it's Article 2. These two go together really, really well. We're talking about protecting our children, protecting people from digital manipulation, and that could be anything from an image to an algorithm. So these two go together, and that's the A23 amendment.
Yeah. All right. And I will note that the age-appropriate design bill did pass the entire House as part of the Commerce omnibus. Any discussion to Senator McQuaid's motion? Senator Lucero.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I would just add, we haven't seen this in the Senate, at least on the floor. And this language, I do know, having spoken to some people, I do know that there will be some concerns, and not will be. There are some concerns about this. And I think just as the deep fake that we've admitted in the floor discussion, at least on the Senate, was that there are more conversations that need to take place to strengthen certain areas of those provisions. I think the same is also true of this. So, and I think, and look forward to those conversations in the future. So I just wanted to put that on the record that there are concerns, but conversations definitely need to continue.
I agree very strongly, Senator Lucero, and also you have my commitment to keep working on this because I think there's a lot more work to be done on the issue of protecting our kids in particular from big technology. Further discussion to the motion. Senator Klein.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I just want to thank the chief author of both the age-appropriate design and the deepfake bill, Senator Aaron May Quaid. She worked with interested parties, I believe, in the language that I'm reviewing on age-appropriate design. The journalism outlets are excluded, which I think is the correct move, and so I will be supporting the motion today.
Representative Farr.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So in the age-appropriate design, just a question on 18.17. Nothing in this chapter may be interpreted to impose liability in a manner that is inconsistent with United States Code 47, Section 230, or otherwise infringe on established rights and freedoms of children. And I'm unfamiliar with that, just wondering what exactly that is saying to us.
Senator McQuaid.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Farr, this is stating something that technically is true of everything, but we want it to be crystal clear that nothing in this chapter in this law is going to violate Section 230 or infringe on, you know, COPPA or things that have been set forth by federal law. So we wanted to be very, very clear that this was in here.
In other words, we lack the ability to change federal law, and we're just recognizing the fact that we lack the ability to change law. If wishing made it so that we could change federal law, I probably wouldn't start here, but I have a long list. Representative Farr.
Understood. Thank you. And then just some questions on the age-appropriate design and how are we going to track that? So an individual on a website, how do we know what age they're at, or how are we going to prove that? How are we going to prove that out?
Senator McQuaid.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Representative Farr. So one of the great things about tech companies is that they already do this. One of the ways we talk about it is levers instead of, like, age verification. So a really good example is recently Facebook said, you know, we're not going to allow people to send messages to children who are under a certain age, or we're not going to allow notifications to come up after a certain time. Well, they can only say that they're going to do that if they are knowing the ages of the people that are using their sites. And so they have a lot of levers to do age estimation, and that would be used in how they're designing their products, services, apps, that kind of stuff.
Representative Parr?
Yeah, and so I appreciate that, and I think I understand that, but when I heard age estimation, that concerns me because we're not asking them to estimate the age. We're asking them for a specific age. And so, you know, just concerned, and I guess would just echo Senator Lucero's concerns that I think there's more work to be done here, and you know, I've had a few stakeholders in this short time that it, you know, 24 hours ago or less that it was announced that I'd be on this conference committee. I've had some stakeholders reach out, and so I hope that we could continue to work on those.
Absolutely, Representative Farr, we can continue to work on it. I think one of the things that's really important about taking this step today is, you know, we have an appropriation here to begin working on this that's effective in 2024, $142,000. But if you look at the effective dates, the bulk of age-appropriate design isn't effective until next year, July 1st, and there's one section that isn't effective until the year following that. So there are opportunities for us to continue to work on this. It's important to get started now, to have the money available to implement this, to demonstrate where we're headed, but there is obviously a lot more work to be done, and we will keep working on this issue. Further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Bonner.
I just want to say briefly, thank you for all the members and to my co-author, Senator McQuitty, for all the hard work on this particular bill. I do think, I also want to make sure, Representative Farr, that you are aware that the bill also does suggest that as part of the risk assessment, that you use those levers, if you will, to determine the level of risk and choose solutions that are appropriate to that level of risk. So the beauty of this bill is that it doesn't prescribe to business what they should do. It gives them tools to determine what that level of risk is and then be able to use that to find the appropriate solutions, which is part of the very smart and targeted way that this bill works. And I'm really proud of this bill because it does it at the beginning of the stage of before the harm can be done, rather than trying to wait until the harm has already been done for our children. And I think for that reason, it is one of the strongest, most targeted bills that we see in the country right now, and so I'm grateful for all the hard work of everyone on this committee to continue working on this bill.
Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails, and the 230165 amendment is adopted. Senator McQuaid, you have another motion.
I move that staff incorporate the House language as amended into the conference committee report and make any necessary technical corrections to reflect the will of the committee.
Any discussion to the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. And staff will incorporate the language and make any technical corrections that are necessary. This concludes the work of this conference committee. A conference report will be prepared and circulated. I believe we have the ability to sign that report electronically. I encourage members to pay close attention to their email and sign it as expeditiously as possible if it is their intention to sign. With that, and seeing no further discussion, the conference is adjourned.